If you'd live in southern Pinellas County, you were hit so hard by the hurricanes. A lot of businesses aren't coming back, but there are many that are coming back. One of those is the Beach Theater, in the middle of restoration when the hurricanes hit, and Hannah Hockman's joining us from the Beach Theater. And Hannah, I was thinking about you during those storms. Tell us how the Beach Theater did.
Oh, thank you. Yeah, we are actually doing pretty okay. You know, Corey Avenue took a bit of a hit, but we were very lucky. We were already under renovation. So as far as the Beach Theater is going, we're okay. And we're very thankful for everyone that's reached out and checked on us. We did take a pretty good amount of water. In our lobby, we took about 2.5 feet. And then in our main theater, we took about 6 feet of water.
Wow.
But, you know, water dries. We didn't have anything in there to really get damaged at that point because we were so early on in the renovation. So once the water dried up, we were in good shape to start the renovation.
Okay, so where are you right now with renovations?
So we have just completed the framing stage. Mm-hmm. So we now have walls, we have a stage, we have a proscenium. So you can really start to see what the theater looks like. And we have an upstairs we're able to go to kind of plan and sit in my what will be my office. And so it's really fun at this stage, really getting to see what the theater is going to look like. And we have all of our subcontractors ready to keep on moving and get this ready for opening this summer.
Now we'll take another step back here. For anyone that's not familiar with the Beach Theater, you're not new. You're, what, celebrating 85 years this month?
Yes. So the Beach Theater is turning 85 years old this month. It's crazy. It opened up back in 1940. And in 1940, there wasn't really anything out there on St. Pete Beach. Actually, St. Pete Beach as a city didn't even exist at that point. The city wasn't even established till 1957. So the Beach Theater is actually older than the city it's in, which is kind of crazy. But yeah, it's a really cool history for the theater. And we're really excited we're going to get to celebrate it this month.
Why did you want to bring it back?
It has been sitting here for too long. The Beach Theater has a bit of a complicated history in the past 20 years at least. And it closed around 2012-ish. And since then, it's just kind of been sitting here. I've always been interested in the theater. I never got to go there because by the time I was out at St. Pete Beach, it was already closed. Mm. But I knew what a cool spot it would be just to have a nice little theater here, a movie theater and a live theater. So I am so excited to get the doors back open and bring this life back to Corey Avenue.
When do you think those doors will reopen?
Well, actually, we are shooting for this summer. Originally, our opening day was going to be March 1st, and that kind of got hurricaned. But we are on track to open this summer. And if you come to our 85th anniversary celebration, we will be ready to announce our opening day as well as a couple events we have planned.
Very cool. So if someone wants to come to the celebration, what do they need to know?
Come to the Corey Avenue Sunday Market on January 19th and stop by the Beach Theater. We'll be having a little party celebrating the 85th anniversary, and we're so excited to get to announce our opening day and how to buy tickets for a couple events we have planned.
Very nice. So we're going to go from your little card table in front of the building to actually going inside.
Well, you'll be able to take a little bit of a peek, that's for sure.
Okay. Boy, you're good at the teasing, but it is exciting just from some of the pictures you've posted. You've got a great social page, by the way. Let's make sure people know where to go to follow you.
Thank you so much. Yes, we are on Facebook and Instagram, and we've been having a lot of fun over on YouTube. So if you want to get a little bit of an in-depth look at what the theater looks like right now and what we plan to do in the future, head over to our YouTube channel, The Beach Theater, and we post renovation vlogs about once a month about what we're doing here. We just posted one recently, and I think a lot of people really liked it. So yeah, head on over there.
You know, like you say, so many of the Corey Avenue businesses took a huge hit. I come down to the Sunday Market a lot, and to see the doors closed and the drywall cut up 5-6 feet. And I know not everybody can come back. What kind of support are you giving each other on the journey back?
Well, the Corey Avenue Business Association, we have really come together. I think that is probably one of the silver linings here with all of this is just how much stronger Corey Avenue is when we all band together. Like, if I could just shout out Twisted Tiki and Chill and all the cool restaurants and businesses on Corey Avenue, I mean, these people put their heart and soul into these businesses, and you can really tell because they care so much about their businesses and about each other. So I'm so grateful to be a business owner on Corey Avenue, and I'm really excited about what Corey Avenue is going to look like in the next couple of years when we finally get all this hurricane stuff past us.
Yeah.
But it's so cool to see Corey Avenue really come together right now.
And that is exciting to see. I've been following everybody. I go up and down the beach at least once a week just to see who is, who isn't open, who's looking for help. And there is a lot people can do. So instead of sitting back and just watching, doing something is great. Volunteer. I know there's volunteer opportunities. There's GoFundMe. But you can go and buy something. I think that's the biggest deal, since so many of these businesses lost out on the Christmas shopping money this year, didn't they?
Yes, that's exactly right. I mean, these businesses, this is a great season for us. So I'm hoping a lot of people that usually come after the Christmas season are ready to come to Corey Avenue to support these businesses, because there's a lot open. And even the ones that aren't open, they're getting back on their feet soon. So please, if you're listening, come down to Corey Avenue. Go to Twisted Tiki. Go have lunch at Chill. It's such a fun place to be. And especially on a Sunday market day when there's so many cool independent vendors there, it's just such a nice place to be, and it's a great way to support people that have been directly impacted by the hurricane.
It is. And do you still, are you selling the, is it the canvas shopping bags as a fun part of your fundraiser?
We will be starting to do that again this coming anniversary, and we actually have our beach theater shop, which is online. We did have to take it down for a little bit because we are in the middle of renovating our website.
Ah.
So on January 19th, in celebration of the anniversary, we will also be relaunching the beach theater shop, both in person and online, and we will have our new website up.
That's exciting. You've got so many excellent things happening, and again, that's coming up on the 19th. Come down to the market, buy the canvas bags, and then go shopping. It works out really well,
yes,
doesn't it?
Yes, that's right. Yes, it does.
And one more time, if someone wants to help you out, maybe with a donation or their time, what should they do?
They can either come to see us at the Beach Theater on January 19th during the Sunday market, or just head over to our website, thebeachtheater.org. Send us a little message on the Contact Us page, and we'd love to be in touch with you.
Well, Hannah Hockman, thank you so much. The Beach Theater down on Corey Avenue in St. Pete Beach, one of those big comeback stories, and we think that's what's good in Tampa Bay. Hannah, thank you so much. Let's stay in touch so everybody knows about the upcoming events.
Yes, thank you so much.